This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Richard Hershey, appellant versus the curators of the University of Missouri et al., respondents, decided July 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Richard Hershey, Nome, Eddy 11-3004, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Honorable John N. Bourbonus, the curators of the University of Missouri et al. Respondents, filed July 15, 2025. Richard Hershey filed a petition against the curators of the University of Missouri, the university, and four employees of the university in their individual capacities, alleging violations of the Campus Free Expression Act, CFEA, section 173-1950. One, the Circuit Court dismissed Hershey's claims against the individual defendants and entered summary judgment in favor of the university. Hershey now appeals. We affirm the Circuit Court's judgment dismissing Hershey's claims against the individual defendants because the CFEA does not authorize a cause of action against them. We also affirm the Circuit Court's entry of summary judgment in favor of the university because Hershey fails to present an argument for reversal that is properly connected to the material facts in the summary judgment record. One, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. Two, background. The CFEA provides that outdoor areas of campuses of public institutions of higher education in this state shall be deemed traditional public forums. Section 174-1552. Pursuant to the statute, public institutions of higher education may maintain and enforce reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions in service of a significant institutional interest only when such restrictions employ clear, published content and viewpoint-neutral criteria and provide for ample alternative means of expression. Section 173-1552. The CFEA also declares that any person who wishes to engage in non-commercial expressive activity on campus shall be permitted to do so freely, as long as the person's conduct is not unlawful and does not materially and substantially disrupt the functioning of the institution, subject to the requirements of subsection 2 of this section. Section 173-1553. The distribution of literature is an expressive activity protected under the CFEA. Section 173-1551. The CFEA creates a private cause of action for any violation of the statute. Section 173-1555. In his petition, Hershey claimed that the university and the individual defendants violated the CFEA while he was distributing literature about his vegetarian beliefs at the university's campuses in Columbia, Rolla, and St. Louis. On each occasion, Hershey asserted, the university and one or more of the individual defendants prevented or interfered with his ability to freely engage in distributing literature in violation of the CFEA. Hershey also alleged that the university maintains policies that violate the CFEA, that the university required Hershey to comply with those policies by ordering the individual defendants and others to enforce them against Hershey, and that the individual defendants directly interfered with Hershey's rights by enforcing those policies against him. Hershey acknowledged at oral argument before this court that his Petition 3 asserted claims against the individual defendants only in their individual capacities, not in any official capacity. The individual defendants filed a motion to dismiss Hershey's petition on the ground that the CFEA does not create a cause of action against individuals, only against public institutions of higher education. The Circuit Court agreed and dismissed all of Hershey's claims against the individual defendants. After a period of discovery, the university filed a motion for summary judgment arguing, among other things, that Hershey could not demonstrate his expressive rights were actually violated under the CFEA because the undisputed facts showed that the university never enforced its policies against him and never prevented him from distributing materials on any campus. The Circuit Court entered summary judgment in favor of the university. This appeal follows. Discussion. Hershey asserts 6 points on appeal. His first point argues that the Circuit Court erred in dismissing his claims against the individual defendants, and his remaining points attempt to challenge the Circuit Court's entry of summary judgment in favor of the university. Judgment dismissing claims against individual defendants. The circuit court dismissed Hershey's claims against the individual defendants on the ground that the CFEA does not authorize a cause of action against